Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Wednesday, my final day doing chats before I take off, go down to New Orleans, and forget the world exists. But we'll have plenty of content here on the channel and on the website while I'm gone. But this is it, baby. Get your questions in, because then it's going to be like a week till we see each other again. And I know I'm already heartbroken about it, but I know you guys will be just fine without me. But something to maybe fill your head, get you all excited for this summer if you're not already. That's right. Rookie minicamp dates were announced. The rookies will be in town Friday and Saturday this weekend. Matt LaFleur will speak with reporters and the assembled media on Friday. They'll get open locker room on Friday as well. The practices will be on Friday and Saturday. No media availability on Saturday. So that will be your first blush of the rookies in their Packers gear. I have zero doubt Evan and company will produce some great images of guys in helmets and shorts, and we'll all be very excited. And then a bevy of dates for the offseason. The NFL announced a little bit ago, right? I think about 5 minutes before I went live or so. I'll get those dates to you momentarily. The OTA offseason workout scheduled for May 20th, 21st, and 23rd, and then May 28th and 29th and 31st. And then going to wrap it up the start of June with June 3rd and 4th and 6th, and then the mandatory minicamp. Everything I just said was voluntary. And then the mandatory minicamp is June 11th through the 13th. And then, ladies and gentlemen, everybody goes on break. And we got a long-ass month to just twiddle our thumbs and get ready for the release of the new Motel Men album. That's right, coming in July. But that will be your summer break as of June 13th. That will be the last minicamp date. Gotta suspect there's a good chance Matt LaFleur will have some kind of team bonding exercise as they normally do at the end of minicamp. So we're on our way, baby. The draft is behind us. The offseason stretches out before us. The rookies will be, like I said, in town this weekend. And one rookie in particular has me really excited after spending the day looking at some of his tape. Marshawn Lloyd. I think this guy is going to be on the field sooner rather than later. I know I was asked about him yesterday, and you know, you'd never want to say, oh yeah, he's going to be tearing it up until you actually see him on the field, in pads, against NFL competition. But man, I cannot contain my giddiness watching this kid. I think there's zero doubt in my mind. We've heard Matt talk quite a bit this offseason about wanting to get the running backs involved in the passing game. He's specifically targeted Josh Jacobs with this a couple of times, but man, looking at Lloyd in the passing game, I think they got something there as well, as far as not just, you know, check downs and screen, traditional screen games and things of that nature, but they could utilize this guy downfield, like running legit routes. And I don't know how much of that he has in his repertoire already, but again, we all know what the draft is about, right? It's about projection. And I think they could really use this guy in the passing game, as well as, of course, a traditional both between the tackles runner and on a lot of their wide zone stuff. I really think, you know, again, got to try and temper enthusiasms or expectations or what have you, but man, it is exciting watching him with the ball in his hands. And I cannot wait to get to summer, to get to training camp and start to see him taking on some NFL defenders, and especially some of that preseason work he's undoubtedly going to get. Let's get him on the field. Excited about it. I'm excited about everyone being here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody mixing it up already, including Ed. Thank you for the super chat, man. Bears fan told me they would have a top five offense. I told him I agree, but it won't happen in our lifetime. Gotta love offseason Bears fans. Hey, man, you know, this is all they have. Just be kind. You know, Bears fans, what else do they have other than to gas up their team in April and May? Like, that is their existence and has been for a very long time. So I don't begrudge it. I understand it. Like, if that was all I had, I'd lean into it too. Totally get it. Over under 2.5 explosive screen pass touchdowns to Lloyd next season. Ooh, Furiel, good question. I'm going to go, I think he has one, so I'm going to go the under. And that's not for, you know, a lack of ability. I just think there's only one rock, and Josh Jacobs is going to get a lot of work. So give me one there. Here we go. Tom, what's up? Not live often. Let me try my hand at random Packers. BJ Sanders and Cletus Hunt, either a hit at first time. I think I know BJ Sanders been used, but that might be the first Cletus Hunt reference. I'm not sure. I'm sure the chat will check me. That's pretty good. It's a decent effort. Well done. Who else we got? When talking about their running back strategy for this season, do you think we as a fan base slept on how few regular season touchdowns we got in the running game from Jones and Dillon, four combined? Tom, I do not doubt for a moment that is something that the staff is looking at and trying to, you know, find ways to be a little bit more productive in that regard, maybe giving those guys a few more chances. But that said, Matt LaFleur and company were insane, like unconscious in goal-to-go situations last year. Like, by far and away, the best in the league. So I think some of those numbers are probably depressed by the fact that Jordan Love was on fire, right? And LaFleur was dialing it up. And, you know, I think you saw a few, you know, a handful of carries that get down, stopped at the one, and that's going to happen from time to time. I do think Jones is still, or was, like incredibly underutilized in this regard, but that is Minnesota's issue now, and then the Packers will come in and have this new set of running backs, and I do think you will feel more of a commitment to the run down by the goal line with Jacobs, Dillon, and Lloyd. That would be my guess. Simply because, you know, as I was just illustrating, they were absolutely phenomenal last year. You have to think teams are going to be cutting up those red zone targets and trips and trying to figure out a way to counter some of the designs that LaFleur's dialing up. So I think the natural progression would be for LaFleur to go, okay, now it's time to button it up, start running the ball a little bit more. We'll see, but I do think, yeah, they'll probably get a few more sniffs at the end zone, would be my guess. What team bonding activity would you choose for guys if they asked you? Hello to Dennis. That's a good question, Matt. Man, I don't know. Roller skating, probably, just because it'd be funny to watch them try. Although, I'm sure there's some kind of insurance waiver that won't allow them to do it. Joey, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. Evan Williams wearing 33, too soon, or is he the next Micah Hyde? Man, I have seen, is he the next Micah Hyde like 100 times already, and the dude is like not even been a Packer for a week. I understand the excitement, but can we just slow the roll just a little bit? I think Wes Hodge has played into this as well. So, yeah, look, loving it. Excited for it. Love the comparison as far as the upside goes, but can we just get him on the field first? Just for a little old me, a little something. But yeah, but can you imagine? Can you imagine if they hit? And look, it's not like Micah Hyde came into the league as Michael Hyde, right? Like, he had a growth period. He had a developmental time over those first 3 years or so before he became, oh, damn, this kid's pretty good, right? So anyone expecting Williams to come in and just be vintage Micah Hyde, I think just got to slow down just a little bit. Just a little bit. Ooh, good one, Andrew. Random Packer, Mike Pryor. Excellent choice. Juan, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. 10 and depth of this team will take us to Nolens. That's funny because Southwest is taking me to Nolens tomorrow. I do think they have a recipe here. They have the ingredients necessary for, you know, putting it together, developing along the way, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and then hopefully hit their stride, so to speak, early December, get into the playoffs and make some noise, right? Look, you got to get a few breaks along the way. Every champion does. But look, I love their chances. Sitting right now looking at the roster, yeah, there's no doubt they should be at least competing, getting into the playoffs and making, you know, somewhat of a run, hopefully all the way. Taylor, thanks for the super chat, man. Random Packer, Eddie Lee Ivory. Enjoy your much-deserved vacation. Thank you, Taylor. And Eddie Lee Ivory is absolutely fantastic. I think that might be the first time he's been mentioned as a Random Packer. He was an absolute hero of mine when I was growing up. When I was pretending to be Lynn Dickey, I was pretending to hand the ball to Eddie Lee Ivory. Good times. John Simatovich, how you doing, man? Love the back and forth with you on X last night. So who do you hate more, Cubs, Bears, Vikings, or Pacers? Tyrese is a Green Bay fan. A lot of ball game left. Oh, I don't really hate the Pacers. I just thought it was hilarious that they couldn't close down the Bucks last night, you know, against a team that was pulling out fans who had won contests probably earlier that day to get some minutes. And they had the opportunity to slam the door on Milwaukee and couldn't do it. So that was just funny to me. I don't really hate them at all, or their fans, really. Yeah, but if Cubs, Bears, Vikings, oh, it's Vikings, and it's not even close. It's not even close. Like, I know we're going to have some fun this weekend in Wrigley, Brewers being in Wrigley Field and all, but nothing that transpires in a Cubs Brewers series will ever even begin to approach the level of toxicity I feel and imbibe during a showdown with the Vikings between the Packers and Minnesota. That's just, there's nothing, nothing compares. Jeezy Baby, what's going on, man? Play action fullback flat would be my go-to every goal-to-go opportunity. I love it. The problem is if you get someone, and you're obviously using Madden terminology here, someone who loves to load up on, like, you know, heavy pressure, and then you turn, and then every once in a while there's a really good nano blitz where you can, like, essentially just hit the quarterback even as he's turning, and man, I can't take that chance. So I do like the fullback or tight end in the flat in goal to go situations. Those are fun. It's always a good opportunity there. Matthew, how are you, sir? Evening, Nags. Wanted to say thank you for the draft coverage. Cheers for an amazing 3 days. Apologies for the radio silence. Wife and work interrupt. Matthew, I know you're out there carrying the G. I know you're across the pond telling everyone they're going to go 17-0 this year. I know. I feel it. Never need to apologize, man. And thank you so much. John Simatovich, what's up? Enjoy Kingfish. Not jealous. He is elite. Everyone's telling me how amazing he is. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Going to be all Friday, all Sunday. Saturday, we're taking a little bit of a break, but I'm very excited. Peter, thank you for the super chat. What's the rationale for people saying the kickoff will be more exciting? I understand how the new formation could yield that. Well, there are, you know, context clues here. Were you excited about the kickoff going into or out of the end zone every single time, or at least 90% of the time? At least now there's a play, you know? And hey, if you got someone like Keyshawn Nixon, you got a chance, man. You got a chance to have an exciting play. So yeah, it's a chance for excitement rather than, all right, we're back from commercial. Here's the kickoff. He kicks it out of the end zone. So, and the Packers will take over the 25. Like, no, man, that got old real quick. So yeah, I like the fact that you get another play. Soder, what's up? Every rookie potential higher than random Packer Jim Gueno. Let's hope so. Rye, thanks for the super chat. Would Packers have beat Chiefs in 2020 Super Bowl? Ooh, damn. If they had been able to solve left tackle, that would have been hard, though. I don't know, man. The way they were banged up front against Chris Jones, that's a tough one for me, man. I think they would have given, you know, it would have been a game. Absolutely would have been a game. But yeah, just the same thing that basically killed them against the Bucks was most likely going to kill them against the Chiefs. So I don't know, man. It's a tough one. Joey, what's up? You going to New Orleans tomorrow. We'll be there with you and all Packers fans in February, I hope. In all seriousness, have a good week, Aaron. You deserve it. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it. Jonathan Levin, thank you so much for the generous super chat. What do we got here? Big fan, random question. Were past Packers staffs more open to player position changes than most teams, or was that common in the league? Felt like we always used to try guys at new positions. And random Packer, Herb Waters. Oh, outstanding pull. Herb Waters up in here. Awesome. Yeah, I don't know, Jonathan. That's a good question. I think it's one of those feel things. Like, it does feel like there was a bit more experimentation, right? And maybe that is, you know, a product of McCarthy's staffs and even, hell, even Mike Sherman's staffs back in the day. I don't know. I feel like they probably just trust their evaluation, you know, and between working with Matt's crew and then the personnel people, I think a lot of the, oh, is he this or is he that, probably happens in the process of acquiring the player. And then it's about getting them in the program and developing them. But I don't know. More open to player position changes. Maybe a little bit. You know, I know. The big driver or kind of conversation piece in this regard last couple of years was Rasul Douglas potentially moving to safety, right? And as far as I know, they never, ever, ever considered it. So that was something that I think outside the building was very, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to say apparent because I don't think it's, you know, he should be a safety or anything like that. But I do think that was something that would have been interesting to see them try it. You know, outside of the one kind of stretch in training camp where he played back there because Savage was injured or whatever, you know. But yeah, I do think they've been a little less prone to doing that kind of thing. Jerry, thanks for the super chat. Nags, a shout out to your daughters who probably gave up their pizza night with dad last weekend, put towards next pizza. Oh, thank you, Jerry. We actually had a kind of make up and or get ahead of it pizza night last night. We had a ball. I put it out there on Twitter, but I was dying laughing because Madeline, my oldest, was like, oh, I really want to move to London. The energy there is great. The people, they just understand me so much better than here in New York or in America. And I just love the energy of London. And literally, like, perfect timing, comedic pause. And then Olive says, I want to move to Wisconsin, grow old, and be left alone. It's like, those are definitely my kids. Good times. Good times. Cheeto! How you doing, man? I got to tell you, it is so great to now be able to put a face and name and voice to your super chats after you said hello during the draft. Thank you so much for doing that. I'd like a Cheesehead TV shirt with Matt LaFleur's face and 17-0 underneath, not referring to regular season wins, but record against the Bears at that time. I love this idea. Hell, we should just put out a new shirt every time he beats the Bears. Like right now, it'd be LaFleur's face and 10-0, right? And then 11-0. And every time they win, we get a new shirt. I don't think that's a bad idea, actually. I think that's a lot of fun. I mean, it might take a while for the mail to get there. By the time you get the 11-0, like the 12-0 may already be ready. What else we got? Is Yash Nyman practicing kicking off with his new team? I don't know, Mick. That's a good question. I'll have to scour the Panthers beat to get that news. Evernight, thanks for the super chat. What are your thoughts on Coach LaFleur going into this season versus his first year here? Random Packer, Corin Robinson. Ah, Robinson's a legend, a Packers legend, no doubt about it. What are my thoughts on Coach LaFleur going into this season versus his first year here? I think he's got a command of the position, like being the head coach, in a way that I didn't see coming. Like, he certainly, you know, first time head coach with a superstar at quarterback who very much was the face of the building. The transition that he's kind of undergone as very clearly the guy that everyone's looking at for answers, as opposed to like, well, what does Aaron think? You know, he's really taken over in a way that has been a pleasant surprise, I think, because, you know, you never really know. Guy's been a coordinator a couple times, you know, had really bounced around a bit. And you heard good things, but it's not like that offense in Tennessee was gangbusters that one year he was calling plays. And then he gets to Green Bay, and there's the Aaron Rodgers kind of part of it, right? But, man, they've won a lot. And I think his temperament, and I've talked about this before, the thing that I find most impressive about Matt when it comes to being the head coach of the Green Bay Packers is his ability to press the right buttons at the right time more often than not when it comes to not just the entirety of his squad, but individual guys. And he knows when to push, and he knows when to give them a break, and he knows when they need rest and recovery, and he knows when they got to, you know, he has to get after them. And I think the youth movement last year really brought that to the fore, as far as, I mean, this is a team where the powers that be, whether that's Murphy or Brian Gutekunst or whoever, you know, there was clearly at some point had to have been some kind of conversation about, look, we are going to rip the Band-Aid off here. We are going to jettison all the veterans. We are going to go super young to go along with this first time starter at quarterback. Go make it work, you know, and he did. Damn if he did not do that in a fucking great high level way. And it's one of those things that's it's kind of intangible. It's not really easy to quantify, but he's been really good at it throughout his entire time in Green Bay. And he's gotten better at it, I think, pretty much every year. So, yeah, the biggest difference is a real ownership of that role. And, you know, that was, like I said, it's only natural when he came in that he was going to kind of somewhat defer to Aaron at times, simply because of who Rodgers is. But, man, the way he's completely taken over and absolutely become, you know, the, I would say, the face of the building right now. I know Jordan's up and coming, you know, but it's Matt's show, and that is very clear now. What else we got here, folks? Tim, thanks for the super chat. Nice work on the draft this year, Nags. Now it's time to get us as far away from professional football as possible. Chicago would be perfect. Tim is here all week. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. I love this crowd. Clay, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Vonnie Holiday. Excellent choice. Was in NOLA three times this year. Got to get a reservation at Morrow's. Trust me. Leffitz and Pat O'Brien's are fun for drinks. Been to Pat O'Brien's. Probably going again this weekend. Got brunch reservations already for Muriel's, I believe on Sunday morning. So head of the curve on that one. And other than that, I have a very, I guess, strict itinerary. I haven't been kind of privy to most of it, but I know that when I land, I'm not going to care. I'm just going to be guided around, which, please, I just want to let go. Simitovich, what's up? Shirt idea. I'm a fucking Packer. I think I saw Andy Herman has one of those. So if you need one of those in your life, check out Andy Herman. Joey, what's up, man? Matt honestly got robbed of a Coach of the Year nom last year. Yeah, but you knew that was coming, right? He was voted. He was on the list, and I think he got three first place votes. One of them by Mike Florio, noted Vikings fan. But yeah, I was pretty sure because the Texans had been so horrific for so long. You know, I mean, completely, completely deserved. But I thought, you know, LaFleur would garner a little more. A few more first place votes, but yeah. I cannot stop listening to this Kendrick diss. Help me, Nags. I'm glad you brought that up, Hunter. I said yesterday, just because obviously the diss track dropped and Kendrick was kind of being talked about all over Twitter, and it just like hit me. I'm like, I can't fathom. Like, the science needs to study the brain, the human brain that thinks Drake can hold a candle to Kendrick. And I had people in my mentions, oh, well, he sold all these things. I don't care what he sold. So what? Man, Iron Man 3 made way more money than The Dark Knight. And we all know which one is better. You know? It's like, what? The year Forrest Gump won Best Picture. Go see what it beat. And then talk to me about Drake selling all these records. Like, give me a break, man. Drake is like music for shopping malls. Like, if I got to go to Target, Drake's perfect. But if I want an artist, that's Kendrick. Like, it just it blows my mind that people like don't understand that. Anyway, and with that, I'm going to ride off into the sunset. Can't thank you guys enough hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good time while I'm gone. Keep the place nice. I'm going to be checking in. I'll see you next week. Go Pack, go.